early reviews are in on the new trade deal announced with the European Union. The Financial Times says the deal marks a victory for Trump.
Is this a fantastic deal then struck by Donald Trump?
Absolutely a victory on behalf of the Trump administration.
Isabel, the bottom line is this is the biggest trade deal in President Trump's effort to effectively reshape the global trading order.
On this deal, the European Union, this is a big win for the U.S.
The bigger picture is that Trump is still very much pursuing his longer-term goal of achieving what he perceives to be fairness for America.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and President Donald J. Trump's blockbuster trade deal with the European Union is just simply a game changer. I mean, it's got the stock market roaring, the economy humming, and leftists and panickins scrambling to eat their words after all their doom and gloom predictions. President Trump stood side by side with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at the Turnberry Golf Course in Scotland and announced a trade deal that's being called the biggest ever. This trade deal is a shift in global trade that puts America first, boosts our economy, and it proves once again that Trump knows how to negotiate like nobody else. The deal slaps a 15% tariff on most EU goods coming to the United States. It gets the EU to pump $600 billion in investments into American businesses, and it secures $750 billion in purchases of U.S. energy over the next several years. The EU is committed to buy hundreds of billions of American military equipment. The stock market has been on fire since the deal was announced. The S&P 500 hit a record high for six straight days after the news broke. Investors are just thrilled because this deal delivers certainty. I mean, for months, the left was screaming that Trump's tariffs would tank the economy and spark a trade war and send markets into a tailspin. Remember the headlines? Oh, I got a couple here. Trump's reckless trade policies will crush America. Tariffs are a disaster waiting to happen. The reality is that Wall Street is betting on America, and this deal is proof that Trump's strategy is paying off. The markets were braced for tariffs at as high as 30%, so frankly, 15% was a sigh of relief and a signal that Trump's tough talk gets results without wrecking the economy. That 15% tariff on EU goods actually, in many ways, levels the playing field. I'm sure you all know for years, the EU has been flooding our markets with their products while throwing up barriers to American goods. Not anymore. This deal forces the EU to open their $20 trillion market to our farmers, our ranchers, and our manufacturers. We're talking zero tariffs on U.S. industrial goods going to Europe, plus new market access. I mean, this means more jobs, more production, and more opportunities for small businesses and family farms right here at home. The American Farm Bureau Federation, they're ecstatic. They're saying this deal connects our farmers to global markets like never before. The EU is committing to buy $750 billion in American oil, liquefied natural gas, and nuclear technology by 2028. This is aimed at making America the world's energy superpower. The American Petroleum Institute called it a win for securing Europe's energy future with reliable, affordable U.S. resources. Now, looking back, the less panic, I would argue, was never about the economy. It was about control. They hate that Trump's shaking up the globalist system that's been fleecing America for decades. They loved the old trade deals that sent our jobs overseas and left our factories empty. What the left and the panickins keep missing is that Trump's tariffs are leverage. He used the threat of 30% or even 50% tariffs to bring the EU to the table, and it worked. Even some of their own economists, like those at Capital Economics, admit the deal's net positive for the U.S. The long-term gains from these kinds of negotiations include more jobs, stronger industries, and a trade deficit with the EU that's finally shrinking. European companies are eating most of the tariff costs, and our exporters are getting a sweeter deal with zero tariffs on industrial goods. Stock market soaring because investors see the writing on the wall. America's back in the driver's seat, and this means that things will continue to get better for American families. Well, joining me today is my good friend, Troy Noonan. Many of you know Troy, needs no introduction, but he is one of the best trading experts on the planet and has helped hundreds of Turley Talkers become financially free through his free training programs. Again, you have got to check out how Troy does this and how you can do it too. Just click the link in the description below or scan the QR code and join one of Troy's free trainings on how you can learn to trade like a pro. Troy, great to see you as always. We were just reminiscing of where we were 1 year ago, like today. We were enjoying the Mediterranean together, and it's great to see you again. It was an amazing trip.
Yeah, it sure was. I'm still thinking about it a year later.
Yeah, we had Turley Talkers with us and everything. It was just, we were about 30 of us all together, and it was just, yeah, it was just amazing. We're going to have to do it again. Make that the first of many more to
Can't
come.
Wait.
But you are the backpack trader. You're always on the road enjoying your best life because you're free as long as you have your computer and internet access. You trade, you do your trades, close the computer and get on with your life. That's what I love about what you do. You are the embodiment of freedom. As this great backpack trader, can you just break down for us how President Trump's EU trade deal is driving the stock market surge that we've been seeing, you know, just based on your expertise as a trading veteran?
Yeah. So, I mean, the big obvious reason is that this was a high stakes poker game, and our side was the one with the big chip stack.
Yeah.
I mean, we had all the leverage and all the power, and ultimately removing uncertainty from the markets is always a good thing because markets hate uncertainty. Now there's something in place that allows companies to be able to plan. Mm-hmm. And that just makes a big difference. And plus, it's unlocked billions of new exports and investment opportunities. And it's just been a real positive effect.
I'm curious on just your opinion on the strategic use of tariff threats, like the 30%, the 50% rate, and how they did seem to outmaneuver the EU and secure this deal, but interestingly, without the chaos that was predicted, because that is that seems to be the risk. The risk is, it could trigger a trade war. Yeah, it could spook the markets. Trump seemed to be able to use the threat of a tariff, high tariff, but without the chaos predicted. Any insights into how he did that?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, everyone that reacted with panic is because they weren't thinking past the first step. Mm-hmm. And Trump obviously had a plan. And I look at it as a high stakes game of chicken. The only thing is our vehicle was much bigger and stronger and powerful, more powerful than the one that was going to butt up against us. And, you know, they ended up capitulating because they really had no choice. They had way more to lose than us. And so, you know, President Trump was literally leveraging his high card. Like, again, like a good metaphor is a high stakes poker game. But he knew he had the nuts. He had the winning hand the whole time. And so he played it, you know, raise. I mean, the EU had no choice.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it doesn't help that the EU is just a bunch of bureaucrats. And then they were dealing with a very successful businessman. And if you've got businessmen versus bureaucrats and they're trying to work out a deal, my money's on the businessman like every single time. They just know what they're doing when it comes to that.
Right. Well, he is the author of The Art of the Deal.
That's right. That is, and it's so interesting how that's become sort of the red thread, the common theme that's just stringing all the pearls of his career. It's really fascinating. You know, you and I we've talked about like globalism and just sort of this new nationalism that's coming out, this new populism that's coming out, and its sort of financial outworkings. Many times before, you know, when I'm looking at the numbers, the EU was running a $235 billion trade surplus against us like for years. In your view, I mean, how has America been allowing ourselves to be shorted for so long like that? Is it just the globalist policies and the like? And then I'm just curious to follow up with it. How does President Trump's policy strategy with trade flip that dynamic now so that it looks like instead of manufacturing and money leaving the country, it's now all sort of amassing in our country?
Well, I think it was the overall globalist mindset and prioritizing open markets and alliances over, you know, a strict reciprocity.
Yes. Yeah, reciprocity. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, now it flips the script because it's demanding a fair and balanced trade.
Right.
More in our favor because our markets are worth a lot more than theirs, and they need our markets more than we need theirs. I mean, we need their markets, but not as much as they needed ours. And so it, you know, it levels the playing field. Now, I don't know why it was allowed to go for so long. I mean, definitely avoided a lot of tough negotiations that maybe no one had the stomach for in the past. But things are changing now. I mean,
right.
We've got a few sectors that I would recommend to all your listeners to pay attention to, because now, you know, getting in at the beginning of a trend from a trader's point of view, that's usually a wise thing to do. Even if you don't know anything about the markets, you can learn a few simple techniques. But if you want to, like, long-term themes, just to park some money and invest and hopefully grow it and have your money work for you instead of you working for money, right? That's the whole point of what we do, Backpack Trader. You know, energy, agriculture, industrial goods, that sort of thing. Aviation, because of some great favorable deals regarding aviation in general out of this agreement. Those are all good long-term investments. I mean, those sectors and the big player, the main companies in those sectors all stand to benefit. I mean, they're pretty safe investments, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I know, because I know you love when we were on the cruise, you did a little mini free workshop for us that people can sign up for. Just click on the link below. I was a part of that too, guys. It's Troy's amazing. So just click on the link below to sign up for it. But you mentioned energy. I think that was the stock that you were showing us of what you were buying, what you were looking at. You're a big energy guy. Like you said, American farmers are benefiting, manufacturers are benefiting. So you're seeing this as having sort of long-term investment opportunities that really American family, anyone can tap into right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to remember investing and trading are different things.
Right.
And there's room for both. And I think like what I was showing on the cruise ship last year was how to trade crude oil futures. And I don't want to get into the nitty gritty because people's eyes glaze over. And I understand that. Mine would too. But you just have to think of it as push the green button to go up and push the red button to go down and don't care about the symbol. That's how I look at it.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, you don't need to know why the light switch goes on when you walk into a dark room and flip the switch. I'm not thinking about the electrons going through the wires I just know the light comes on. And so, you know, that's a really easy thing to trade if you want a day trade, an hour a day or less, and you could have a really successful day trading program for yourself. In fact, we were talking about, I was showing a trade, I think to your audience even, that lasted like 2 minutes and then hit the goals, done. Talk about being able to go live your best life. That's the whole backpack trader style, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For investing and longer term trades that you can place to take advantage of this shift in macro trends that are just kind of heating up now, you're getting in early because these big changes, you know, there's a saying that you can't turn an ocean liner around on a dime. Right? It's going to pick up a lot of momentum and it's going to take a long time for it to be able to turn around and go the other direction. And so if you think of that as a metaphor, you want to be following that big ocean liner. That's the direction you want to go, right? And so...
Or cruise ship.
Even better. Yeah, they're pretty big. The one we were on sure was.
That's for sure, yeah.
But with that theme in mind, I think you could safely... look to those industries and those sectors we were just discussing to invest some money. There, you know, investing is always risky. There's always a level of risk. Nothing is easy. Nothing goes in a straight line. There's going to be backlash. There's going to be give and take. There's more negotiations yet to come. And some will probably be really good because other countries have yet to negotiate.
Right.
And I'm assuming that, you know, everyone needs the U.S. market. We still have the highest chip stack on the table no matter what.
Right.
So, I think that it's kind of like broadcasting what to do over the next several years because of these new policies. It's, you know, that's how you make money.
Yeah, and it sounded like you're saying if there were ever a time to try to learn to trade, which you're an expert at teaching, now is it. This is a great time to get in. So if people click on the link below and sign up for one of your free trainings, give us a little bit of a little insight, a little taste of what they can expect.
Yeah, so that free training's actually been really popular, and we do it a lot because it illuminates so much to people that never thought they could do what we do. I mean, they could actually see themselves doing it. So the training shows you step by step on really, you know, don't overthink it. Just learn a few simple things. You don't have to learn too much because that's always confusing. Just a few things you need, like walking into a dark room. You know, you got to flip the light switch on. You don't have to learn much more than that. So I always use that as a metaphor. But one of the things I teach is the step-by-step pathway. So you go from one milestone to the next, to the next, to the next. And the whole idea is to transform somebody from a person trying to trade, which is what we all start out as, but to elevate and transform through acquiring certain things that you do along the way to become the CEO of your own trading business. Right. And so I teach them how to create a trade plan that they could prove, see that it will make them money, and in so doing, they're acquiring the belief in it, which is like the missing ingredient for most traders to succeed. You have to believe in what you're doing, and when you're trading without knowing what's going to happen in the future, if you don't believe in what you're doing, you're going to do everything wrong. That's why a person trying to trade tends to fail. But if you know what you're doing, then you realize you got the odds stacked on your side, like the casino, the house odds. Whoever went broke with house odds on their side.
Right.
It's their customer, the gambler, that loses the money. I teach people how to put the house odds on their side, run it like a business with something they can prove will make them money before they risk their money. And that's the key.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I love about what you did. You were pointing that out on the cruise. You show people how to do all this and get confident almost in like in a simulator kind of context before you actually take the plane out and fly, before you actually drop money into the market, which I think is just great. So there's a real confidence before you go live, as it were.
Right. Because you know that you could tell what those trades produce over a lot of examples so that you already know the statistics and the advantage that you have. And then it's a matter of knowing how to do it and what buttons to push when, and some patterns that you could see really easily. It shows right up, and it takes a guesswork out, and you know when you place a trade, the odds, the house odds, are always on your side, and that's key.
Yeah.
That's the key thing. Most traders don't trade with that kind of understanding or knowledge, and that's why most traders tend to fail.
Right. Well, again, I saw it firsthand. It's brilliant, gang. You just have to click on the link below to join Troy's free training to equip yourself with the knowledge and strategies that really transform your financial future. It's amazing stuff. Seriously, don't let inaction be your downfall. Click the link in the description to reserve your spot one of Troy's free trainings today. I've been a recipient of. They're amazing. They're wonderful. I've been an audience member of it, and you guys, I think, will love it as well. We get constantly positive feedback from Troy's stuff, and you've helped so many Turley Talkers. So, and that's what we're all about here: faith, family, and freedom, just flourishing. So, you're helping us do that. Troy, you're the best, man. Let's chat soon.
Thank you. See you again.
All right.